When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Conspiracy Beer Me. I am Justin Scranton.
I'm Shane Smith. There is no cracky or anything there. And this is just seltzer. Still dry January for me.
Well, it was dry. I made it till...
You made 4 days, 5 days?
I made it 5 days. We are going to talk about an important anniversary today on our Patreon episode, okay, which is where I think me personally, for those that are tuning in, love our patrons, and so I always enjoy talking about topics that I particularly like.
Yeah,
and usually that means you particularly like it, and I know this is one that you enjoy as well.
Yeah,
and essentially what we're talking about here is a great American. I guess he's somewhat American, Austrian, Croatian.
Yeah, so what is he? Eastern Bloc.
Eastern Bloc. Yeah. But he died January 7th, 1943. So the anniversary of his death is just days away. And that's Nikola Tesla.
Oh, yeah.
Nikola.
Invented that car company. Yeah.
He did. It's a shame that he's most well known for that car company.
It is.
Because really, Elon Musk and him have very little in common.
Yeah. Elon Musk is more of an Edison guy.
I think so. Mm-hmm. What struck me about this topic is something popped up in my news feed that was just released like today, January 5th, a major announcement from Osia Inc. You ever heard of Osia?
Mm-mm, no.
It's the company behind what's called the Coda Real Wireless Power. Power that's delivered over air at a distance without the need for line of sight. Today, January 5th, 2022, they announce their award-winning, first-of-its-kind Coda Power Table, which will be made available to purchase everywhere that has regulatory approval. The Coda Real Wireless technology is approved in, I think, 40-ish countries worldwide. And essentially what it is, in case you're Googling it at home.
I am Googling it at home.
Yeah. It's a table that you don't have to plug it into the wall.
Oh, man, that's amazing. I hate cords so much.
Yeah. So it's a table that is powered by electricity that comes to you. I don't know. There's probably something in the wall that you have to plug in, but I don't know.
Yeah, you probably
but then
it's kind of like one of those charging mats, I assume, but it's a whole
right,
table.
And then you can just put your phone on the table. Right. And so like there's like this is, you know, they want to put it all over airports. They want to put it in universities and library, and, you know, in the public trains, whatever, wherever, where you can just like, I got to charge my phone. Boom. I just set it down. My phone's charging. There's no cables. But the idea is that we can transport electricity over air at a distance without the need of line for sight. And when I read this today, I was like, well, yeah, that's just what Nikola Tesla was doing back in like the 19th century.
Yeah.
So that got me thinking about Tesla. And then I was like, man, you know what? I looked it up and Tesla died on January 7th, 1943. And I'm like, what a better topic.
Yeah, this is great.
Than talking about Nikola Tesla. I think that Tesla's stock has risen in the last 20-ish years, since the 1990s. And that has come with a lot of mythology and misattribution of his inventions. A lot of stuff he did not invent, he innovated. And I think I mentioned that because Tesla would have been enormously annoyed at the fact that people called him the inventor of some things.
Yeah,
because he was an innovator, and he did not, unlike Thomas Edison, his great rival, who we'll talk about, Tesla did not feel the need for financial or success or fame. He was a showman nonetheless, but he was not in it to have his name, which is one reason why his name was not, you know, publicized very much.
Oh, right. Yeah.
But in any case, he has, I think he's more famous now than he was 30 years ago, is my point.
Yeah.
Some of that's because of the couple movies have had him in there as kind of characters and that kind of stuff. And there's been some documentaries that have come out and other things.
Yeah. One's called Tesla's Death Ray. Yeah. That's a doc.
Oh, we're going to talk about the death ray.
Oh, that's exciting. Nuts. Yeah, that's cool.
He was an inventor, innovator, an engineer, and a futurist, born in Austria.
Okay.
But I think he was Serbian though, but he was definitely born in Austria.
Okay.
But maybe back then, the countries were weird back then.
Yeah, they were.
They weren't the same as they are now.
And everyone was like a refugee. I think you never really had a home.
Yeah, yeah. Like it's like never. So like, yeah. So he eventually emigrated to the U.S. in 1884. He was born kind of in a weird, like almost mythological lightning storm of epic proportions.
Oh, really? That's cool. What a fun way to begin your life.
Yeah. Like where his midwife was like, he is going to be a child of darkness. And his mom was like, no, he's a child of light. And he became a child of light.
Sounds like it was written after the fact.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. super smart guy, by the way. Worked very young age in the very new industries of telephone and electricity. He moved to the United States in 1884. He might have been like in his early 20s at this point. And he was just like this precocious 17-year-old who, while working on for an electric company across the pond, like he was like 18, 19. And they're like, he can fix anything, right? So he got it, which I don't know if that was a big deal back then.
Right, because you had to fix everything, right?
Well, right, and it probably was like, he's willing to touch it, you know, because like he just sort of figured out like this stuff won't kill you immediately. Yeah,
he just figured out how to ground himself.
Yeah, that's right. He just I got a cord tangled on my foot.
God damn it.
And
I told you I hate these cords.
God, wireless.
Why did Tesla die?
Yeah, like a puppet right now. a marionette, if you will. All right. And so anyway, he goes to the U.S. In 1884 and at the behest of whoever his project manager was, who was working for Edison. And he began working in Edison's machine workshop in New York City. Now, Edison, of course, very, very famous inventor. And he was the wizard of Menlo Park, New Jersey. But he set up shop. He set up kind of like a showroom in New York City. This was weird. This was like a time in history where inventors were almost entertainers.
Oh yeah. Cause you had to sell it, right?
He was a showman.
Showman.
That's a really good way of putting it. He was a showman.
Like a circus person, but with actual ability to make something.
Yeah. But there wasn't a real fine line in the late 19th century. Maybe there's not a fine line now between magic and science. The lines were more blurred,
right?
In my mind,
yeah, because people were dumb.
Well, they're dumb now.
Well, yeah, but they were even dumber then. They're like, oh my god, there's light coming out of that. What's that glass thing? What's that?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a bulb.
But when you see a magic trick now, you think, well, that's a trick. That's sleight of hand or some device that like if I were ever shown the trick, I would be like, oh, that's so easy. I can't believe I didn't realize that sooner.
Right.
Back then, people were shown what they thought was magic. And they're like, no, that's really science.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Like what, you know, like they were just like, so they, I think that, which in turn, I think when a guy made a card disappear and reappear inside of a bottle, they're like, he can teleport stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like they actually thought that, right?
Yeah.
It's
more ignorance than stupidity. I think you're just ignorant to
scams
that people are throwing out there and things like that. Man, I bet back in the day, if you knew magic, you probably had two paths, a lot of money from pickpocketing and just sleight of hand and ripping people off. Or pretending you're a good person and ripping them off with ticket sales.
This is correct.
Yeah.
I have said for years, and I thought this was a real statement that would, like, I said it for a while and like no one really got behind it. I said, but the only true artist is a con artist.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because like they genuinely make you believe something.
Yeah.
That they can genuinely make you believe something, and that's what true art. I think con art is a real genuine art form. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean comedy's kind of a con art in a
way. It's a trick. Comedy's a trick.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, he worked for Thomas Edison. Brilliant guy, worked all night, never slept, like just sort of Edison reincarnated. But eventually Edison kind of like, he liked to say good idea, but it's not practical. Mm. Because what Tesla was interested in was a different form of electricity, supplying electricity, rather than DC, which was Edison's baby.
Direct current.
He was interested in an AC induction motor, an alternating current. Alternating current, people think that Tesla invented alternating current. He didn't. It was already around. Mm. He just innovated and perfected the idea and he did it with the funding of a name that's probably familiar to most people, which is, I think it's George Westinghouse, which became Westinghouse Electric. And that was really where Edison and Tesla split, and that will figure later on in our story.
Oh, okay.
So Edison had invented first the phonograph and then the light bulb, and to power the light bulb, he didn't really have a source of electricity to sell it, right? So that was the problem. It's like, hey, I got this thing, and you're like, okay, how do I?
Right. He has no infrastructure.
He has no infrastructure.
Right. It's like a Tesla car without the charging stations.
It's exactly what it's like. Yeah. And so he's like, all right, well, I'll invent the method for it. And so he invented direct current, which it works. Direct current works. We still use direct current to some regard, but direct current only works. It's a very inefficient system. So from where the current is stored to where it's used, you lose a lot if it's a long distance. So you had to have lots and lots of power stations very, very close to people's homes, which wasn't practical. So Tesla went out and invented alternating current, and with Westinghouse money, and he got Westinghouse bought his patents for like $50,000-$60,000.
Okay. Which is a lot back then.
Yeah, it's a ton of money. Yeah. I don't know how much money, but it was a lot of money.
Okay.
And with that, Tesla had the money he wanted to kind of start out on his own. So he started his own company in New York with a showroom, and he started building out on Long Island, the Wardenclyffe Tower.
Oh yeah, we did an episode on this. I remember. We touched on it
because Wardenclyffe is steeped in mystery. In fact, I found out today that there's apparently some kind of role playing game, one of those stupid things that is based on, like, I'm not knocking role playing game. No, I'm saying is that it's out on, it's based on in Wardenclyffe Tower. It's about the mysteries of Wardenclyffe, which was an extremely mysterious thing. You take what is arguably the smartest man on the planet, give him a ton of money, and he goes out to Long Island and just spends all of it building this massive tower with an even more massive structure underneath.
Yeah, it's like a mushroom-shaped thing with a giant thing underneath it.
Yes. And we'll talk a little bit more about Wardenclyffe in a little bit. Now, Tesla was an eccentric guy, too. Very eccentric dude. Obsessed with the number 3.
Really?
Yeah. Like, he walked around a building 3 times before he'd enter the door.
Okay, that's obsessive.
He tapped in threes all the time. Like, he wrote things 3 times. He probably had some kind of something.
Yeah.
Something that was mine was messed up.
Yeah. But in a good way.
I mean, yeah. Photographic memory, that's pretty common, right? Like, he could read a book and he could recall it page by page, word for word.
Wow.
He claimed, I don't know how you could prove this, but I also don't know why he'd be lying, that he could visualize things in 3 dimensions. So, like, he could see something and he could visualize all, he could see all sides of it, rather than like you and I, which I think we just kind of see as a rough 2-dimensional sketch of it in our minds. Like, I know that's hard to imagine, but that's what he claims.
Huh. Right? That he could. No, I imagine in 3D. Is that not a thing that people do?
Telling me
You telling me
that this sucker is nuclear? Are you telling me you can see in 3D?
Like, give me any, like who can't?
I mean, I can't.
I'm confused by, I guess I don't understand it because I don't understand not being able to not.
I don't know. You really can see in 3D?
Like imagine? Visual?
I mean, I can imagine it in 3D, but I don't know. That's just, I mean, I thought that
What's
was
the difference between a visualization and an imagine?
Yes,
now we're getting into.
I don't even know.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm just confused by this. It's like.
That's weird. You know, I wasn't going to talk about this in depth, but he also had, we're going to talk about some of his crazy ideas that were never invented, but one of them was he was convinced he could photograph memories or thoughts. Mm-hmm. And he was like, his idea was that, like, when you think of something, it's an image in your mind, which must be somehow reflected in your mind's eye, which is somehow capturable in your eye. So he developed this sort of idea for essentially like catching the moment of a thought, reflecting it onto an image that could be captured by a photographic device.
You know, they're doing this now.
Yes, they are. Yeah, that's crazy. Great. Pretty much everything they're doing now, you're like, oh yeah, Tesla. Mm-hmm. He couldn't stand the sight of pearls. He wouldn't talk to women with pearls on.
Really?
He was a sharp dressed guy. He thought that dressing nice was necessary for success, but he did not like pearls for some reason. Would not speak to a woman with a pearl necklace.
Is it just like oyster dingleberries? He just thought it was dirty.
Something
and gross
about it. That's a weird quirk to me.
That is a weird quirk. I wonder if there's other people out there like that.
Probably. What's a pearl phobia called? A phobia pearl.
No.
Right. What is that?
I'm gonna have to Google this. Oh yeah. All right. First thing I type, pearl phobia. First hit. Nikola Tesla had a fear of gems and pearls.
Weird, huh?
Oh, here we go. It's because it's spherical, and he didn't like that because that kind of geometry caused discomfort to him in his childhood when he didn't know how to control his gift. That's coming from stupid. Istvan G. Kokosis, an expert on Quora. So you know it's true.
I think that's bullshit. That sounds real Dr. Philly to me.
It does, yeah.
I mean, just, okay. After Wardenclyffe fell through, by the way, his experiments at Wardenclyffe were in wireless energy production and wireless communication, and he was very, very successful. The problem is that once he ran out of money from Westinghouse, he turned to a new benefactor, guy by the name of J.P. Morgan. You ever heard of him?
Yeah, yeah. He's a banker.
Billboards on the side of the... No, don't I see J.P. Morgan billboards? I think.
Probably. I don't know. Yeah, wasn't he a banker and investment guy?
Among other things, but he was heavily invested in the electrical industry. The electric industry that, by the way, Tesla had helped build. Tesla built the first hydroelectric power plant at Niagara Falls. And by this point, alternating current had become the dominant form of electricity.
That pissed Edison off.
Oh yeah, we're going to talk about that. Oh, that's okay. Great. But he J.P. Morgan, when he realized how successful Tesla was at Wardenclyffe, he's like, "Fuck you! I'm not giving you more money." And he's like, "Why not?" He's like, "Well, because you're going to put me out of business, right? My whole business is built upon transfer of electric energy from hydroelectric power stations and." Like, no, it's very similar to like when Edison first invented DC current, the gas and oil people really tried to put him out of business.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's a common thing, mm-hmm. right? It's a common thing in technology is that when you invent something that's really a disruptive technology, the powers that control the dominant technology will spend a lot of money keeping you from getting your invention to the market.
Yeah. There's a movie called Who Killed the Hydrogen Car or something.
Yeah.
Or the electric car.
Right.
Yeah. Because,
I mean, it's like so many things, right?
There's tons of conspiracies about free energy devices and the people always end up dead.
Yeah. Right. I mean, why would you let somebody, if you are captain of a ship that's worth trillions of dollars, right? Mm-hmm. And you're like, we got to kill this person off, right? And you're like, well, what if it goes wrong? Like, what's the worst that could go wrong? $1 billion?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, well, okay, sue us. Okay, I'll sue you for $1 billion. Fine. We lost $1 billion. We still have the other $999 billion that we're worth. So, yeah, it makes total sense to me that you know, why Tesla and everybody's been fought against for so long. Okay. Well, after Wardenclyffe kind of fell through because he couldn't finish it, he ran out of money, he got another benefactor back to Westinghouse who set him up in Colorado Springs, Colorado. You ever been to Colorado Springs?
I have, yeah. Isn't that just, I know I've been to Golden. That's where I've been.
Golden, Colorado. Yeah, I've been to Colorado Springs.
Okay.
Very high up, very high elevation, and is famed for its lightning storms.
Oh, okay.
Incredible lightning storms. And he wanted to build a station to observe electrical power in the wild.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that kind of, I mean,
he wanted to watch lightning. Fuck.
Yeah, he wanted to see. But it's a good point, which, you know, we take electricity for granted because none of us really have grown up without it.
Right.
Rarely without electricity. I remember growing up, you would be without electricity. Like sometimes, like,
right.
Like camping. Now even campgrounds have electricity.
Right.
I mean, most people, my kids will never, they'll never be without electricity almost.
Yeah. Well, not until at least the meteor hits or end of the world. So
hopefully.
Yeah.
Well, so, but back in the, you know, the 1800s, and this is like right around the turn of the century that he goes to Colorado Springs. Electricity was still a relatively novel thing, and Tesla wanted to study a place where he could see how, because essentially, if you think about it, lightning is a transfer electricity wirelessly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Because, you know, the ground shock comes up and pulls electricity out of the air. So obviously the electricity exists somewhere in our atmosphere, mm-hmm. and it's pulling it down to the ground, and then the area around it is sort of charged for a time being. And so he observed this for a while, and then he built a incredible facility out there with a retractable roof. It was wired up in ways that people didn't really understand. It had a 140-foot tall metal mast that supported a large copper ball. He had one of the largest Tesla coils ever built at the time inside of it. And
he just called them coils.
I think he probably just called them. I don't think they called them Tesla coils then.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be cool if he did. I mean,
yeah, this is a Tesla coil.
Yeah. Like if Elon Musk, were they called Fords? I guess they were called Ford cars.
Yeah.
After Fords. That's the only car we have. Dodge, Chevrolet. No other cars are really named for a dude, right?
No.
Ferraris are.
Yeah.
Ferrari's a dude. But Elon's aren't great. Is it a great name?
It's a Musk's shit car. There was a Tucker car, and that was a flop.
There was a Tucker. That was also killed off.
Another conspiracy.
A flop, but a great car.
Mm-hmm. First car with headlights that turned when you went around a corner.
First car with seatbelts.
Mm-hmm. First car with three headlights.
It was a great movie too, by the way.
Yeah, it was.
So we went out there, and then he started really figuring some stuff out, which was cool because he had this Tesla coil and this giant rod to basically capture electricity, and then he could send it to different places. Oh. And some of his findings were so ahead of their time that his contemporaries and even people in the decades after were like, that's impossible.
Really?
Like, there's no way that's possible. Like, you may have seen, if you ever saw The Prestige, where he plays a minor role, his character does, they stick light bulbs into the ground, mm-hmm. and they turn on. He really did that. He charged a long distance away a field where they could plug in light bulbs and illuminate light bulbs without any wires whatsoever, just through electric impulses wireless through the air.
Well, that's crazy because now you can do that with like CFLs under power lines.
Yes.
which, so I guess it's just a byproduct of that. But yeah, back then, I can't even imagine how they would.
Right. Well, what he began to realize, which again was so far ahead of its time that people thought that it was that he couldn't possibly be right, is that what he called extra low frequency signals that exist within our atmosphere, that if you could hone in on those extra low frequency signals and you could get the resonant frequency correct, you could transport sound, light, electricity, so you could communicate anything. And he found that the resonant frequency of the ionosphere was about 8 hertz.
Okay.
And so he's like, if you can tune something to 8 hertz, you can transport whatever you want through the ionosphere. And people were like, now that's complete, utter nonsense. There's no way he could have known that. And then in the 1950s, researchers were looking into transporting energy, electricity, and signals through the ionosphere. And damn it, they found out that the resonant frequency of the ionosphere is 8 hertz. And it was so groundbreaking that the government built an entire agency, the High Frequency Active Oral Research Program, otherwise known as HARP, which we've talked about, which basically uses the 50 to 400 mile ionosphere, which is the sort of the space above our atmosphere that bumps up against space. It uses it essentially to send information, electricity, does all kinds of experiments. We've talked about this, right? I mean, that's how they control the weather. They have been running, and that's what Tesla was figuring out, is like there are resonant frequencies in different areas of atmosphere that you can tune into and essentially use for communication, which, by the way, that's how all wireless communication, transfer of energy, electricity all works to this day.
Right.
I mean, Tesla, two men won the Nobel Prize for the radio in 1907, I believe. Tesla never won the Nobel Prize. Again, part of it was because he didn't really care and he didn't have a press person pushing for it. But the guys that won it in 1907, the U.S. Patent Office later retracted their patent and gave it to Tesla because he had figured out how to transport using radio waves, sound and music.
Vindicated.
Great guy.
yeah.
One night while he was in his lab and using this radio transmission signal. Now, remember, this is like 1899. He's the only person on the planet who's transmitting radio signals, right? He received a radio signal back.
Oh.
And
from Earth?
He says it was not from Earth.
Oh.
He believed that he received an extraterrestrial radio signal. Now, this claim has come under incredible scrutiny because, how are you gonna believe that? I don't know.
Right.
But it turns out there were some other people communicating with radio signals at the time, unbeknownst to Tesla. And people say it points at Tesla's sort of inherent arrogance that he just thought that no one else could possibly be as smart as him. But a lot of people say, now he definitely ran up against those people at Wardenclyffe later on because he went back there.
Okay.
But a lot of people think that whatever he recorded in his journal while in Colorado Springs is not the same as what he recorded later on where he thought he had contacted them again. So in other words, at least in his experience, he got a radio signal in like 1899, 1900 from some source other than himself, which, if true, whether it's terrestrial or not, is absolutely mind blowing.
Yeah, that's
because we don't know who it is exactly. Now, we know about the other one because they've sort of corroborated that one as being possible, at least. This one makes no sense. And he thought it was from outer space.
Did it say anything?
No, he couldn't understand it.
Just a lot of bleep blops.
He just knew that it was a signal coming in. Oh, okay. I mean, it's sort of like that fast
the wow
radio
signal.
Burst.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the wow. Yeah, it's sort of like you turn on something and you're like, you know, like if we open up the James Webb telescope, we're like, let's just see if it's working. There's just a giant eyeball like looking at us. And you're just like, well, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of what it was. He's just like, this is crazy. So In Tesla's life, one of the great stories is his battle with his former boss and great rival, Thomas Edison. And it came to a head in 1893 at the Chicago World Fair. Now, I somewhat, when I look back in history, I think it'd be really cool to go to one of these old, late 19th century world's fair.
Yeah, they have a lot. It's like going to CES, but back in the day, but it's all.
What's like CES?
Consumer Electronics Show. That's what's happening in Las Vegas.
Oh, that's what's going on. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think you're right, except I think it was even more magical and mind-blowing because it was just that, you know, hey, step right up to the new Ford, the Ford car. Yeah.
You
know,
like, what's a car? Oh my God.
You're driving his horse, sir? Why are you driving a horse? Take your wife out in a car, you know?
It's like, and that guy just next to him selling steering wheels for horses, and you're like, you're old school, buddy.
Right. It was like here in North Carolina, for those of you that aren't from this old North state that we live in, we have a great state fair. I haven't gone for the last two COVID parties, but I used to go every year. But there's one section of the fair that's called the World of Yesteryear.
Oh yeah, I love that spot.
And you go in, and it's no electrical machines. It's all handmade crafts, and it's like, I think like that, the World of Yesteryear would have been like the World of Tomorrow.
They're like, what is this thing called whittling?
Yeah. It's like you have a loom. And but I picture it as that part of the fair where there's people selling you stuff, but it's selling you like cars and trains and telephones and phonographs and just an array of devices. And powering all of this is this battle between Edison and Tesla, Tesla / Westinghouse Electrics, to provide and supply power to the 1893 World's Fair.
Cheers to 2022 and resolutions you can actually keep. How about having clean and shiny balls all year round? Our sponsors at Manscaped are here to save your balls this year and make the ball drop into 2022 the cleanest and sexiest ever. Set your first New Year's resolution with good intentions and join the 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our exclusive offer. Go to manscaped.com and use code CBM20 for 20% off plus free ship. It's a new year, new me, with the global leaders in below-the-waist grooming. This year, take your package to the next level with their Performance Package 4.0 and brand new Ultra Premium Body Wash. Inside the Performance Package 4.0, you'll find the Signature Lawnmower 4.0. This electric trimmer is designed to trim hair on loose skin. That's right, you got some loose balls, so trim them. The advanced skin-safe technology reduces cuts and nicks on your delicate nuts. A grooming routine isn't complete without applying Crop Preserver and Crop Reviver before showing off your 2022 self. These unique formulations take care of the smelliest part of your body and are a big boost to your confidence into the new year. Kick discomfort and poor hygiene to the curb this year and use the best tools for the job. Whether your resolution is to work out more or travel to new places, be sure to travel to manscaped.com for our exclusive offer plus 20% off plus free shipping with the code CBM20. That's right, get 20% off and free shipping with the code CBM20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. Use CBM20. It's a new year, no pubes in 2022 with Manscaped.
This battle had been looming because, again, DC current works fine, mm-hmm. but it's really inefficient and it's slow and it's expensive. AC current, a lot cheaper. You can have less power plants, but what you need is you need a transmitter, a transformer. Which we all know what a transformer is because that's what kills squirrels sometimes and shuts your power down for a bit, right? You get like this, you have a power plant, and then you have a substation, which I'm sure everybody knows what a substation looks like, and then that substation delivers high voltage electricity that will kill you to a transformer, which then delivers what's essentially direct current into your home.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Which is why if you stick your finger in a socket, like I did the other day, I wasn't trying to kill myself.
No.
But it won't kill you. It'll shock you.
Yeah.
But if you, if like, you know, like if a power line's down,
don't
and you go
it.
Pick up a, it don't, if it's, yeah, don't touch it. Right. Yeah.
Bad news.
Cause it'll kill you. Right. Yeah. Like it. And so what Edison did is he went to great lengths to run a very active smear campaign to smear alternating current as being unsafe. Okay. And you know what he did? Like his main tactic?
What did he do?
He electrocuted animals.
Oh my God.
He rounded up dogs and he would like kill dogs through electrical accidents.
Oh my God.
And or one time he even killed an elephant. He electrocuted.
Oh yeah, there's a video.
There's a video
of
the
elephant.
Yeah, electrocuting an elephant. And then
to be fair, let me a lot of people are angry about this, but to be fair, that elephant was a pedophile.
I think most I think elephants are kind.
Oh, pachyderm. Pachyderm. I get them confused. Yeah, that's what it was.
Pachyderm.
Pachyphile.
Yeah, I mean he not the only time an elephant has been killed for very, very poor reasons, by the way.
Yeah, I think most of the time. I don't think there's a good reason to kill an elephant.
Their tusks. Doesn't that
so I can make some cool jewelry?
Doesn't that make you like your, doesn't it make your dick hard or something like
that?
Oh
yeah, something like that. I don't know.
I mean, I think it's got at least some, I mean, it's not a good reason, but
no,
there was an elephant killed in Irwin, Tennessee, very small town on the border of North Carolina. It killed a kid at the circus.
Oh,
wasn't the elephant's fault. Oh no, it may have killed a trainer, but it may have gotten out and killed a kid. I don't know.
Also, we're keeping these things captive. Go ahead. Yeah, kill who's keeping you captive.
Yeah. And anyway, the elephant was tried. It's the only time in history that they've held a trial, and he was found guilty of murder.
Is in
sentenced
Tennessee.
To death. And they I swear to God, and they hung him from a bridge.
Shut.
They put a noose around an elephant's neck and they walked him. They forced him off the bridge and he hung to death.
This is in Tennessee or North Carolina?
Yeah, pictures. You can see pictures. Tennessee, luckily, but
God,
it's close.
What
it's
going
close.
On?
Yeah, it's bad.
Why would they? That makes no sense. There's so many easier ways to kill an elephant than hanging it.
Yeah, a lot easier ways, but they wanted to make an example. Like, don't.
Yeah, they created all the elephants.
This town.
Yeah,
don't you guys got good memories. Remember this.
That is brutal.
Yeah, they fucking hung an elephant. It's true.
Oh my God! Who are the ad wizards?
That's the same town. I'm not kidding. Irwin, Tennessee, is also famous for losing plutonium, like a significant amount of plutonium. No, like a lot
like
of
a
plutonium,
lot.
Like enough to blow. And to this day, we still don't know where it is. It's like that's Marty.
Yeah, more.
It's like that's what. Yeah.
Also, be careful when you're Googling hung an elephant because you'll accidentally autofill hung like an elephant, and you will get very different photos.
God,
yeah, they hung it by a fucking. What
yeah,
the fuck?
Pictures of it. Yeah,
brutal. Why would her name was Mary? That's
Mary,
the worst thing I've seen. Today.
Murderous Mary, they caught her.
Oh
and,
my
God! You gotta say strong bridge.
That's pretty good.
I mean,
pretty
that's
good
a strong bridge.
Bridge
for the day.
It looked like a crane to me, but maybe it's a bridge with the you know.
Maybe it was a crane. Maybe
Either
it was.
Way. Either way,
they killed an elephant. They hung an elephant to death.
God damn!
I always thought it was okay.
It wasn't even
also,
a bag
Edison invented something to show how dangerous alternating current was, which was the electric chair.
Oh,
he literally like New York wanted a new form of death penalty for capital punishment. And so he created the electric chair to help terrify people about how dangerous alternating current was. And then at some point, I think, it was like the Niagara Falls hydroelectric plant. So they built this hydroelectric plant, Niagara Falls. It could like send electricity like 30, 50 miles away, which was revolutionary at the time. But I think somebody fell into some wires and died. And of course, you know, Thomas Edison claims alternating current will kill a man. And like, look here, see? And it's like, so he was constantly blabbing and blaring about how dangerous it was. But what happened is in 1893, Westinghouse won the bid to supply the Chicago Electric Fair, the Chicago World's Fair with electricity.
Oh, yeah.
Just by under.
Is that the first time they showed it everywhere? Like the big electricity? Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. And so he just undercut the Edison's prices. And so eventually it was just, they just went with him. And it was successful. And also, because he did it, you know, it was the beginning of the end. Eventually, Edison just had to admit that alternating current was superior to direct current. Like he just couldn't keep up with a superior invention. And he lost.
Right, yeah. Because it would cost him way more money to try to keep building new power plants everywhere.
Yeah, and
it was
a dumb
move on his part.
And AC current used different copper wires, which was like phenomenal. I mean, like exponentially more cost effective.
Right.
Right. Because it was direct current. You had to build more power plants and you had to use more expensive wiring where you could build one power plant and use cheaper wires. And it just, it wasn't sustainable. So all the things we've talked about, there's a ton of shit that he invented or ideas that he had that never got invented. He was just one of those guys that was constantly coming up with new ideas.
Like a Leonardo's notebook type of guy.
Right, right. And a lot of it was accidental stuff. Like I was doing this. Like here's an example. He was working in his New York lab and he's like tuning up some machines. He caused a major earthquake in New York City. Yeah, he caused a legit earthquake in New York City by tuning to this correct frequency. And the whole block started shaking and he just destroyed the machine. It's like something out of a Marvel origin story. And police show up and he's just like, look, don't mention this machine, but this thing could be used as a weapon. Same kind of accidental thing. He tried to actually sell this one to the military. It was a tidal wave machine. Oh. He was like, we can pulse frequencies into the ocean and we can actually create gigantic tsunamis and just wipe out our enemies if we want to.
Wow.
And then the most famous one, which you mentioned, is that he figured out a way, or he thought of a way to accelerate mercury particles to 48 times the speed of sound in a vacuum and create a death beam, or as he called it, a peace beam. It could kill 10,000 people at once.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And, real marketing challenge there.
Yeah, so he actually shopped that around, and only one country was interested. Tested it in 1939. That was the Soviet Union.
Oh, boy.
Which just seems crazy that the United States would let that get out of...
Yeah, that does seem wild.
Yeah, that seems weird to me. Hmm. Now, the most interesting thing that he did, in my opinion, is that he wrote about in his journal an experiment gone wrong that was involved with electromagnetism. And he was hit with an electromagnetic current, which had his assistant not killed the current. He might have. We don't know what would have happened.
Probably become a superhero.
Well, yeah, maybe. Well, we might know what happened based on something that happened using the same technology. But when he was in that electromagnetic field, when he came out of it, he said that he could see the immediate past, present, and future. That he was in a different time space event than his normal time space event. And he believed that if he had stayed there too long, it would have been catastrophic for him. But because the electromagnetic current was killed, basically, like turned off, that he was able to return to his time space.
Oh, crazy.
Right. So, but he was like, I could see past and future events.
Sounds like a chronovisor or whatever that thing was.
Yeah, very much like a chronovisor. And so he recorded down how he did this experiments. Using high voltage electricity and magnetic fields, and that experiment became the basis for another famous time experiment, which was known as the Philadelphia Project. Philadelphia experiment, which again, patrons may remember, it was a very early episode because it's one of my favorites, one of my first ones I want to talk about. But Tesla's work was when he died in 1943, the FBI came into his residence and took all of his papers. It's very hard to find some of his writings, because especially the ones that contain things like time travel and things, because they were all seized by the government. Now, this is conjecture and theory, but people believe that that information and possibly some of what he discovered in Wardenclyffe led to the creation of the time travel experiments that took place very close to Wardenclyffe at the Montauk Air Force Base in the underground lab. And if you remember, what they were trying to figure out was they were experimenting with radar invisibility. And so they were going to make a ship, the SS
Minnow.
Sit right back and you'll hear. They were going to make this ship, Eldridge, the SS Eldridge. They were going to make it radar invisible. So they did a very similar thing with electricity and electromagnetic fields. And it also warped into a new time space. But those guys did not get restored to their original time space soon enough. So they came like back, and they were like wedged in the fuselage.
Ew.
They like, you know, guys were like half above deck, half below deck. Guys were in the side of the ship.
Yeah. Hope you're not claustrophobic.
They shot it basically like 30 years into the future, 40s into the 70s, and then ripped it back into the 40s. And they were like, oh, shit.
Yeah, that was
We didn't understand what Tesla was doing, because Tesla didn't really understand what he was doing.
Right.
But in other words, he apparently also invented time travel along with all the other things that we've talked about.
They should have tried it with elephants first. Put elephants on that ship.
They really use animals for We're going to get to the future. It's going to be just angry orangutans. So I'm taking a sip of wine to the great Nikola Tesla.
I have a seltzer.
The Serbian genius that he was, right? Inventor, innovator. Somebody said, there's a famous quote that Nikola Tesla was ahead of his time. Something like, he's ahead of his time if his time were today, or something like
he was that far ahead of
it. It was so far ahead of his time that he's still ahead of his time if he were coming up with stuff today.
Crazy.
And it's crazy that I forgot one thing. I totally forgot this. He had a design for a supersonic airship that would fly, and he figured out that the problem with air travel is that the fuel cost is debilitating because it's so heavy.
Sure.
To carry so much of it makes it super expensive. So he's like, we could have these wireless energy terminals all along the routes, and they could wirelessly, just like, think about lightning, right? Because that was his whole idea, right? Is like, the ship would have a receiver, and we would have energy like Wardenclyffe, and it would just get enough power to carry it to the next station, right? So just a couple months ago, a company come up with a drone system for long transports of drone involving wireless charging stations. So you basically are flying your drone. Instead of having to charge it, it can beam up electricity to it with these like charging stations.
Interesting. That's crazy.
Yeah. Guess who's funding this wireless startup company?
Is it fucking Tesla?
No, it's Elon DARPA.
Musk? Oh, shit. Defense, of course.
Advanced Research Project.
Oh,
so
my God.
They want to power land, sea, and air vehicles by moving energy through air.
Smart.
Right? Long distance energy transmissions, no cables. And DARPA, which if you haven't heard us talk about DARPA, DARPA is a advanced research project agency, which is closely tied to the government. And they gave them $225,000 to build what's called a whisper beam network that will power a fleet of drones, wireless energy to power drones all over the world. And I read this and I was like, that's just Tesla's idea.
Yeah. Right? They just finally figured it out.
It's just finally figured out 100
years later how to do it on their own.
Right. 100 years later, we figured out that this was dead on. Right. So it's so they're out there. Electric Sky is the name of this company. So if you're interested, probably a good stock purchase. Electric Sky.
I'm gonna check this out.
So very cool.
Also make a company called Electric Sky Grow Lights. So if you're also into that type of startup,
one thing that I read about with electronic wireless power transfer is this idea of having solar plants in space. Solar power
Like panels that collected air and then shoot it down.
That shoot it down to these wireless stations.
Seems like
that's
a good way
probably
to burn up
happen.
The earth. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody just points that 2 degrees towards our city and we're fried.
Right, that's a very Austin Powers type problem to solve.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably right, man. That's probably what's gonna happen. So
there's one thing you didn't mention that is interesting. Tesla created, and it may be tied to that getting a signal from outer space, and it may be the same device, but he created a thing called a spirit box. Tesla's spirit box. And you can go online and figure out how to make these. And I don't know how it works, but it tunes into something and you hear stuff. And I don't know if it's picking up radio wave, short wave, or long wave, or what, but he claimed he could talk to people that were dead with it, which is pretty
kind of
cool.
Like a Ouija board.
Yeah, and an auditory Ouija board. Yeah, that's tough.
I believe in Ouija boards. I had a Ouija board experience once in my life. And, and it has left me believing in Ouija boards.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, we played with Ouija boards. I feel like maybe some people listening don't know what a Ouija board is, but are they relatively still in the zeitgeist?
Yeah, I think they're still they're still out there.
Well, if you've never done a Ouija board, the problem that you have is that you always think the other person is moving something. Mm-hmm. Right. So
can you do a Ouija board alone?
You can. You're not supposed to.
Oh, really?
Dangerous.
Because then you're like, am I moving this? I don't trust this guy.
Yeah, I don't trust. Yeah. So you always think, you're doing that. And so my brother and I were using it, and this, it was whatever was controlling this Ouija was dead spot on.
Really?
And we're both like, you're moving. Like, no, you're moving. Like, no, you're moving. Like, no. So we were like, let's ask it a question that neither one of us knows the answer to. So we we had another person there. So we're like, think of some random famous person and ask what year they were born. And we'll ask it that. And we did. And then we looked them up and it was right.
Oh, that's crazy. That's a good way to test it. Yeah.
It was a really random person that I had never heard of. Like some random scientist this guy knew.
Amazing.
And we were like, when we saw that, because we're like, if this is right, I'm going to freak out. This is right. And then they're like, whoa!
Holy shit.
I guess it could have been. Man, it could have been.
I don't know. I believe him. My mom has a old wooden one from before Parker Brothers made them. It's trippy as shit. It's cool.
That's a good night. Ouija.
Yeah.
I'm going to start bringing. I mean, people are coming out. People are coming out to shows now just doing tarot card readings to make an extra buck.
Yeah.
Imagine bringing an actual Ouija board out there.
Nah, hell no. Talk to some dead comics. Talk to Lenny Bruce.
All right. Well, that's our story of Nikola Tesla.
All right.
One
of
my favorite people in history. I've read a couple books about Tesla.
Died penniless.
He did die. He also didn't just die penniless. He owed every hotel in New York City a shit ton of money.
he was a freeloader.
Yeah. Stayed in these super nice places and just worked and never really, he just wasn't good at this has practical application. Therefore I'll build it and sell it and make money. Mm-hmm. Which Edison was much better at capitalizing on his inventions. Tesla was more cerebral.
Yeah.
He gets portrayed sometimes as sort of reclusive and an absent-minded. He was not. He was a rare showman, and he loved to laugh. He was a lot of famous friends. He knew that Mark Twain had incontinence, and so he brought him over once and ran that earthquake trick on him and almost made him shit his pants.
Amazing.
Just to fuck with Mark Twain. He was a real prankster. He loved to prank people. So yeah, he was an interesting cat, man.
The original Ashton Kutcher. Good for him.
back before people believed in science, it's right. really easy to punk people.
For sure.
Right? Because like you yeah. could just put a radio in their bedroom and
yeah. A ghost.
Yeah. Well, this is hard to do final thoughts
it
on.
Is. Yeah.
My final thoughts are that I wish that people knew about Nikola Tesla rather than just his name because of those shitty cars made by that shitty yeah. billionaire. That's my final thought.
Yeah. My final thought is, look, if you don't know about Tesla, look him up. He's very interesting. We just talked about him for an hour, but he's basically the Leonardo of, our modern day. And it's too bad that we've lost a lot of his technology. My real final thought is dry January sucks because about 4 days in, you get real tired. Like I have my eyelids like half closed and I'm like, I'm not talking normal. I can't think straight. That's you guys keep up. Drinking. Keep drinking. Holy shit.
I had too rough of a day. I need a mild sedative. You know what
I'm
saying?
Oh, that's
a,
good.
A mild sedative is what I. Well, then listen, this has been our Patreon episode. Thank you so much for supporting Conspiracy Beer Me. Love you guys. And we'll be back next week with another episode. Thanks for listening. Conspiracy Beer Me, Justin Scranton.
I'm Shane Smith. Peace.
Peace.